Hey everyone, this is Rob from Making Ways, The Art of Music. And the reaction to the David Wayne, Craig Wedren episode of our series has been amazing. And it's absolutely one of our favorite conversations coming out of the series. There was so much that we captured on tape in our conversation that there was definitely some goodness that hit the cutting room floor. So we thought we would roll out a special bonus mini episode with you all that shares a little bit more of the conversation with Craig Wedren, who is a singer, songwriter, member of the band Shudder to Think, and did all the music for Wet Hot American Summer and many of David Wayne's projects, and wrote alongside Anna Waronker the music for Yellow Jackets and Shrill and other TV and film scores. And David Wayne, who is the writer, director, actor from Wet Hot American Summer and Role Models and The State and Stella and Children's Hospital and so much more. So it's an amazing conversation. If you haven't listened to the full episode, definitely check it out. Let me know what you think. But this bonus episode I'm about to drop on you all is really all about inspiration and experience and how to kind of trick yourself into finding the spark when you've done things a million times and where that intersection really thrives in making film, making TV, making music, making any sort of creative project. So check it out. Hope you enjoy.
There's a little bit of trickery, of self-trickery, I think, involved, especially when it's a job, or when there are deadlines, or when you've been working 14 hours a day on something to fill those deadlines. I was talking with a lighting artist the other day named John Wigmore, who just makes beautiful light sculptures, light fixtures. Somehow process came up, and he's very successful, and was talking about how he can't just produce, like, even if somebody has ordered something that he's made a million times, he needs to find the spark in it. And I think after years and years of doing it, like, we all have our sort of, I don't know, spiritual or religious or that mystery practice where it's like you don't know where it comes from and you don't really know how to do it, but it somehow gets done over and over and over. But then there's also, you know, even though you can't pretend to be less experienced than you are, you can sort of trick yourself in moments, like find little back doors into the process. And I sort of felt like that's what he was talking about. It was a good reminder.
I've heard that, like, as a musician, sometimes it's just like trying to write something on an instrument you're less familiar with, right? That
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or literally just like playing with your other hand.
Right, right. The mystery to me of like writing a song in terms of like that thing of you're sitting down and it's starting from the very beginning, like with that blank page every time, just being like, well, I've written 500 million songs in my life, but how about how do you even do that? And I feel the same way about scripts too, though. Like, I'm, you know, we're like, what am I doing here? I'm in the middle of writing a screenplay right now, and my partner and I are just sort of like, well, how does this work? What happens in act one again?
Do you find that a story after a certain point starts telling you what it wants and where it wants to go? Because I find that to be the case with songs and music.
In the best of moments of absolutely. Right.
Well, it's like it requires a kind of like not trying to control it, which is so hard if it's a job and you're on a deadline.
Right. And it's very tough when you might have certain parameters that you have to hit for external reasons. Like, you know, you have to shoot it in this location or this actor is involved or whatever. And then you're just like, oh, but that's not where the story is heading naturally, but we're going to have to make that work. What I like about what I do is the push-pull in that, like, it's a craft, it's a job. You have to figure out a puzzle. You have to get there and, you know, it's not super mysterious sometimes, but then if you don't have that extra part where you're like, I don't even know how that happened, then you have to have both.
Well, it's like the art and commerce tension. The best things happen when it's that sweet spot, right? Where there's external pressure to produce a certain thing or to do something a certain way or something that's gonna, you know, get eyeballs.
The magic of inspiration plus I know how to do this. I've done this before.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.